Hello, my name is Eli Tuckman, and thank you for joining me in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Trumos. Separating Truma doesn't necessarily have to involve actual physical separation of the Truma from the rest of the pile. We could instead do something called Kriyas Shem, declaring that X, this stuff, is Truma. And so our Mishnah, Perek Gimel Mishnehe, discusses the rules of how that works, this Kriyas Shem idea. So the first case given in the Mishnah is HaOmer Trumas HaKri Zeh B'socho U'ma'asosav B'socho Trumas Maser Zeh B'socho. It's a very odd case. The person walks up to his pile of grain and says, the Truma of this pile is inside it. And the Maseros for this pile are inside it. And the Trumas Maser for this pile is inside it. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Kara Shem. Rabbi Shimon says that works. He has been Kore Shem, and the Truma, the Maser, and the Trumas Maser are all somewhere in the pile. Now, this works, but it's pretty dumb, right? It's not very wise of him to do that, because he has now declared Trumas and Maseros in the pile, but he didn't specify a place in the pile, which means they're somewhere in there, which means now the entire pile is Meduma. Because you can't take Truma for that stuff from somewhere else because the Truma has already been declared to be inside it. You can't take any specific grain or set of grains and say, oh, this must be the Truma, because how do you know? And so therefore, the whole pile is now Meduma. And of course, you could sell it. You could sell it to a Kohen, less the price of the Truma and the Trumas Meiser. And of course, at the market value of Truma, which is lower than the market value of Chulin, but you can't eat it at all. The Chachamim don't agree. The Chachamim omrim ad shiomer bitzvono b'dromo. The Chachamim say you have to specify a location. And therefore, it is sufficient. You don't have to say this specific grain, but you can say the Truma is on the north, or the Truma is on the south, or the Truma is on the east. Something's very specific, where it is an identifiable area, and it excludes everything else. So that's what we call shira and ikarin. The leftovers are evident. It's clear what is truma and what isn't truma, which is certainly not the case in Rabbi Shimon's case. Rabbi Eliezer Chisma is a third opinion, who is even more mekel than Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Eliezer Chisma Omer, HaOmer Truas Trumas HaKri Mimenu Olav Karashem. It is sufficient, according to Rabbi Eliezer Chisma, to simply say, this pile's Truma is in it. Now, what's the difference between that and Rabbi Shimon's? Rabbi Shimon said inside, right? Besocho. So while that is not, the Chachamim would not call that a designation of a clear location. Inside it is very vague. But relative to Rabbi Eliezer Chisma's al mimenu, it's very, very specific because it's inside. Mimenu is just from it. It's very, very vague and has no location whatsoever associated with it. And Rabbi Eliezer Chisma said, no, that's good enough. You decreed that the truma that's going to be taken for this pile is in it. So, okay, great, that works. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov is a fourth opinion, and he is slightly more machmir than Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Omer, HaOmer Isur Meiser Zeh Asoi Trumas Meiser Olav Karashem. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov says that, as opposed to Rabbi Shimon, that Trumas Meiser, you can't be Karashem for Trumas Meiser from a pile of Tevel. Trumas Meiser can only be declared from a pile of Meiser. Right? So the Rabbi Shimon had said you could even say Trumas Meiser Zeh B'tocho along with all your other declarations. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov says, no, only the Trumas Meiser can only be declared from Meiser. You could still be relatively vague, right? But you have to say that it is taken explicitly from the Meiser and not from the general pile. And presumably that would, of course, also mean that it should be by a Levi.